excitement. Listen to the sound. For from their colored feeling, experience is found.
Is classic Joe Satriani from Crystal Plant. What, eh? What have I got in my mouth? I don't know. 1990. No, 1998. get it right, Biffo. Crystal Planet, Joe Satriani. Up in the Sky is the name of the track. And what else did we have in there? We had Listen, Learn, Read On, Deep Purple. Classic from Book of Taliesin. But that one was taken from A Breath of Fresh Air, a Harvest Records kind of compilation thing, which I had a bit of an interest. I bought the Harvest Records collection, the Vertigo, and I think the Decca. So yeah, I covered all my bases as far as all that stuff went. So you heard MacArthur Park by Beggar's Opera. That came out in 1972. And yeah, that little preceded the Donna Summer version. Probably the weirdest song lyrics ever written about baking, but somehow connected to MacArthur Park. I don't know. I wish somebody... I should look up the explanation of those lyrics, because they're very strange and somewhat disconnected, I would say. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying the show wherever you are in the world. Don't forget you can connect with us on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. If you're listening on Radio AMV in the alternate metaverse, big hello to you. We steal an hour of airtime on AMV before Clan comes on and does his show. So if you're listening on Radio AMV, a big hello to you. And we're going to carry on with some of one of my favorite female singers of all time, from Concrete Blonde, from their album Bloodletting. This is Concrete Blonde and something called Caroline, right here on the Prospect.
You're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog.
That is the James Gang from 1969. Take a look around from the 15 greatest hits. Now, I'm not sure if that's Tommy Bolin or is that the other guy. What's his name? The guy from the Eagles. God, I forget his name. Oh, getting old, forget things so easily. I tell you, James Gang. Yeah, I can see his face. I can see his face. Blonde. Yeah, yeah, idiot. What a... I don't know. Anyway, let's see what else in there. We had Free. All right, or now, let's talk about this track, Mr. Big. Now, I named a cat after this song. His original name was just Mr., but because he was so much bigger than my other cat, I called him Mr. Big. And he definitely threw his weight around here with me and with my other little cat. But, you know, depending on the day, who was boss. You know, if you know cats, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you heard Mr. Big. So it's one of the that's one of the... I'm thinking I pulled my guitar out to play to that one because I used to actually play that in my set that I do on Sundays. And I think I might just pull it back in because it's such a great tune to kind of jam to in the key of E. And that makes it easy for everybody when you're doing a jam. What else did we get? So we had Mr. Big live. Now, I'm not sure if that was recorded at the Isle of Wight. Maybe. And then we had that set off with Concrete Blonde from Bloodletting from 1990 and a song called Caroline. All right, we're going to do some Canadian content right now. And we're going to get into... what are we going to get into? I think we're going to get into some Godot, who are a band from Toronto. And then we're going to get into a band called the Carroll Brothers, who are from Burnaby here, and a track called Space Fighter. And then my good friend Paul Begat and his band Cousin Harley, and a track from their own Beehiki Bop from 2013. So let's get into this Godot. Now, Godot are kind of your classic rock kind of, you know, band. And they were kind of big when I first came to Canada. I know they came to Vancouver a couple of times, and I was still, but I never really was interested in that kind of stuff back then. But I am now. And anyway, so this is next track is Godot from their album Who Cares? And I believe this is from 1977. It's a track called Too Much Carousing, which, you know, you did back in 1977.
Good evening. That was one of my personal favourites from the new album. I hope it's one of yours. Thank you.